ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Fine. So now, yudlil is majzum. But remember, yudlil is from 5 in your pocket. Write down on top of it, brothers and sisters. Yudillu. Write down adalla. So you know it is form 4. So you, when you revise it, you are not confused. Write down adalla and yudillu. Write down, brothers and sisters. Fine. So yudlil is your failu shart. Where is jawabu shart? Why for has come, Hasan? Because remember that poetry, brother? Ismiyatun, talabiyatun, wabi jamid, wabi ma, walan, wabi kad, watanfis. If you know that sentence, if it is engraved in your heart, if it is engraved in your heart, you will never make a mistake. Inshallah. So fa alfau waqiyatun fi jawab shart. Ma lahu, brothers and sisters, what is ma lahu? What is this ma? Ma al-hijaziya. It is ma nafi, but al-hijaziya. See, now we are going further in detail, you know. This is ma al-hijaziya. Okay, brothers and sisters. Ya'malu amala laysa. It does the job of laysa. In other words, what is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? The ma will have ismu ma and it will have khabar ma. And khabar ma will be mansub. Khabar ma will be mansub. Okay, fine, brother. So what is lahu? Jar majur, shibu jumla. Fi mahalli nasbin khabru ma. Fine, brothers and sisters. And what is min hadin? Where is the ismu ma? Where is the ismu ma, brothers and sisters? Mustatir? Ismu ma mustatir? Sister Maimuna? What is min here, Sister Nusrat? Min zaida. What is this? Min zaida. Remove min. Remove min, Brother Hasan. What will become to hadin? It will remain hadin, but it will be marfu, which is actually hadiyun. But we again say hadin. So min is your min zaida. Okay. And then hadin is your ism ma al hijaziya, and then you will say al jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, you will be able to do a lot of things this way, brothers and sisters. Okay. Before we go to the next verse, I think it's time we should take a break. It is so interesting, the time seems to fly. I even don't feel that we have been studying for 1 hour and 45 minutes. But alhamdulillah, when the lesson becomes very interesting, the time seems to fly. Let's take a short break, brothers and sisters, and we will inshallah come back. We are back from our break. Jazakillahu khairan, Sister Maimuna, Jazakillahu khairan, Sister Aisha, for treating the class. May Allah bless you for your generosity and your kindness. We all enjoyed it. We start with the next ayah, brother and sister. See, this is another beauty of book 3, that we learn so many things with the help of the Quranic verses. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is إِذَا? إِذَا is a ismu shart, غَيْرُ جَازِمٍ. Okay? So where is the fi'lu shart? Dhukira. What is dhukira? Majhul. Where is the naif fi'l? Allah. Okay, very good, brother. What is this? Wahda. Wahda. No. Hal. In what condition? Sister Afza? Hal. Alone. Alone. Wahdahu. Alone. Not associated with anybody. So who goes back to Allah? Wahda is hal. وَهُوَ مُدَعَفْ and who is مُدَعَفْ إِلَيْهِ. So, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. Translation, brother? Now remember, translation has to be in the present tense. So it means this ayah will be valid forever and ever. When Allah is mentioned all by Himself, only you mention Allah, nobody else. You mention Allah all by Himself. What happens? Ishma azzat. Ifma azzat. This is fi'l madi, brothers and sisters. What is the form of verb? What is the form of verb? If alalla. If alalla. Ishma azzat. If alalla. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now this is your jawabu shart. This is your jawabu shart. Where is the file? Kulubul ladina. So how will you define kulubul ladina? What is kulubu? What is kulubu? File. What is al ladina? Mudaf ilayhi. What is it? Mudaf. See, kulubu, single. Dhamma. So it is mudaf al-ladhina, mudaf ilayhi. So here al-ladhina is mudaf ilayhi. And then the rest of it, brother and sister, is your silatul mausul. La yuminuna bil akhirah. How will you translate, brother and sisters? When Allah is mentioned all by Himself, the hearts of those. What will you say, brother and sisters? When Allah is mentioned all by Himself, the hearts of those who do not believe in Akhirah feel disgusted. Brothers and sisters, those who do not believe in Akhirah, when Allah is mentioned to them, their hearts feel disgusted. Allah is the creator. Allah is the one who created everybody. Allah is the one who provides our rizq. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, everything is provided by Allah. But when you mention Allah all by Himself, those who do not believe in the Akhirah, their hearts feel disgusted. Okay. Wa'idha, again, another sentence, another shart. Wa'idha dhukira al-lazina. Brother, dhukira al-lazina. What is lazina here now? Naif fa'il. See, we got to figure it out. Before it was mudaf ilayhi. Kulubul ladhina. Mudaf ilayhi. Now it is straight away naif fa'il. Min dunihi. Other than Allah. Idha dhukira ladhina. And if you mention those other than Allah. Idha hum yastabshiruna. Then those very people whose hearts are disgusted when you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, they feel very happy. When you mention other people, then Allah, min dunihi, other than Allah, then their hearts are, they become very happy. But when you mention Allah, they don't feel happy. Okay, they are disgusted. Now here, we have to understand something else, brothers and sisters. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ فِيَلُ شَرْط. There was a فِيَلُ شَرْط in the sentence before that. What was the جَوَابُ شَرْط, brothers and sisters? إِشْمَأَزَّتْ. Another verb. So there was no need for fa. Now here, hum yastabshiruna, there is a need for fa. Fa hum. Are you with me? If the jawabu shart is jumla ismiya, do you need fa? Of course you need fa. Why the fa has not come? The fa has been replaced by iza al-fujaiyatu. Iza of surprise has replaced the fa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So iza has come here in place of fa. And what is this iza? This is the iza al-fujaiyah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Okay. So now translate, brothers and sisters. When the Allah is mentioned all by himself, the hearts of those who do not believe in Yawm al-Akhirah feel disgusted. And when other than Allah, the other deities are mentioned, suddenly, then Iza here means, surprisingly, suddenly, what happens? Hum yastabshiruna, they are happy. Suddenly, see, surprisingly, when you mention others, other than Allah, they feel very happy. All of a sudden, they feel very happy. But when you mention Allah only wahdahu, then their hearts are disgusted. Who says this, brothers and sisters? Allah himself says, this message was valid at the time of the revelation of the Quran. This is what the kuffar used to feel with their 360 deities in the Kaaba. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention Allah only, they felt very disgusted. But all of a sudden, when somebody mentions the other, they feel very happy. So this message was valid. It is valid now. When you mention and talk about Allah, some people don't like it. But when you talk about other deities in which they believe, all of a sudden they are happy. And this message will remain, you know, valid till the end of the time. Because everybody, all humanity is not going to believe in Allah. They are not going to believe in Allah. And if everyone that Allah has created does not believe in Him, does it matter to Him? It doesn't matter to Him. Does He need our worship? No, He does not need our worship. We only worship to benefit our souls. Brothers and sisters, when you do good deeds, they are for our own good. Okay? So Allah is Ghani, is free of all wants. You know, but this is what happens. So this is again, brothers and sisters, such a beautiful verse, you know. But you have to understand, Sister Manas, here the verbs, the way they are given, and the shart, the conditions, it comes, the way the condition is brought, and the way Iza Fujaiya is brought. You cannot translate this. You got to understand, this is Iza al-Fujaiya. Surprisingly, all of a sudden, they become very happy when they hear their own deities being mentioned. When the Allah is mentioned, they feel disgusted. So it's a very beautiful sentence, brothers and sisters. Something to ponder upon and think about. يَدْخُلُ رَجُلٌ وَيُسَلِّمُ. Translation, brother? A man enters and gives salutation. Al-Mudaris. What is Mudaris doing now? Ba'dama yaruddul tahiyyata. Ba'dama yaruddul tahiyyata. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ba'dama yaruddul tahiyyata. Radda yaruddu. What is the meaning of radda yaruddu? To return or reply. Ma yaruddu. What is this ma? Al-Mastariya. Change this, brother. No, you got to find the master of Radda Yaruddu. What is the Raddun? What is the master of Radda Yaruddu Raddun? What is the master, brothers and sisters? So how will you translate now? Vada 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 Radbit Tahiyati. That will be the translation. And if you use Ma Mastariya, then it will become Badama Yaruddut Tahiyat. It is Mudaf, Mudafili. Are you with me? This is Mudaf, Mudafili. So Bada Zarf Raddi Mudafilihi Wahua Mudaf, and this is Mudafili. Write it down, brothers and sisters. It will help you to understand better Ma Mastariya. Slowly and slowly, inshallah. Ya Ikhwanu, Mudaris is saying now. Mudaris is saying now, Ya Ikhwanu, Haza huwa al-muraqibul jadidu. So what is this huwa here? The word fasli. Got the idea? It separates Mubtada and Khabar. Man kana ladayhi su'alun. Whosoever has a question, fal yas'alhu. Man kana ladehi su'alun fal yas'alhu. Again, this is man. What is this, brothers and sisters? Man? Ismu shart. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Where is the first? Kana fi'alun madin mabniun ala fata fi mahalli jazmin. Fi'alu shart. Okay. And what is, why fa has come? It is talab. It is talab. So what is Fa alfa'u waqiyatun fi jawabish shart. And then, brothers and sisters, lam, lamu amar. And then, fi'lun mudariun majzumun. And then, who is mafulun bihi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Okay. So, then you will say, ajumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabish shart. I'm repeating all these things so that, inshallah, it will become very easy for you in future, inshallah. Then Hamid is asking, Ya Shaykhu. What is Hamid in asking? Ya Shaykhu. Minna. Now this again needs more explanation, and it is coming in the key for us, you know, and in the dars also. Minna. Here, this min is very special. Okay? We are going to learn about it. What is the translation of minna? Some of us. What is it? Some of us. Minna man yuridu an yashtarika fi muathkari jamiati. Minna man yuridu an yashtarika fi muaskaril jamiati. Translation, brothers and sisters? Some of us who want to participate, where? In the, what is this, brothers and sisters? Muaskari. It is ismu makan. This is from, what kind of verb is this? Rubai. What is the madi? Askara. You askiru. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, this is ismu maful. It is ismu maful, but it is ismu makan. It is ismu makan. What is the meaning of muathkar? We had already learned the verb mukhayyam. Remember mukhayyam? Camp. Camp, yes. Camp, huh? We had already learned that word, brothers and sisters, mukhayyam, which means camp. So, muathkaril jamiati mudaf mudafili. The university camp. Afa yusajjiluthmahu ladaika al-ana. What is the translation, brothers and sisters? Should he register his name with you now? Okay, look at it, brothers and sisters. Minna, some of us. Okay? Man is again shart. Are you with me? It is shart. Yuridu is mudariya. Marfu fi mahali jazmin. And where is the jawab? Why fa has come? It is talab. What kind of a talab is this? This is istifham. This is what is it? Istifham. Where is the istifham? But why has fa come afterwards? Because it will not allow anything to come before it. Okay? So here, afa yusajjilu, our brothers and sisters, afa yusajjilu, this is a question, interrogation. That is why it needs fa. It is a part of talab. Got the idea, everybody, brothers and sisters? So if you analyze it, a is harfu istifam, and what is fa? Harfu atf. And what is yusajjil? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bidamma. Fa'il mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Isma mafulun bihi. Wa huwa mudaf. Hu mudaf ilayhi. What is this ladayka? What is laday? It is zarf. And then ka is mudaf ilayhi. Al-ana, of course, it is zarful zaman. So, how will you translate this, brother and sisters? Should he register his name with you now? Okay, so question. And that is why we have this fa coming here, because it indicates talab. So then we will say, al-jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Al-muraqib. Naam. Haza. What is the meaning of haza here? Haza. What is haza? This. So brother and sister, what is haza here doing here? No, it cannot be muftada. Then the khabar has to come. Haza here is the khabar. And muftada is ma'zu. What will you say? Bring muftada now. Huwa haza. What will you say? Huwa haza means it is this. What that other person was asking, the muraqib is saying, yes, it is this. You can register the name with me. Okay? So, haza here is, brothers and sisters, is your khabar, and muftada is ma'zuf. Now, this is just for us to understand. You will always see these sentences and you will ask yourself, what is it? And inshallah, you'll be able to figure out the answers. وَأُرِيدُ أَنْ أَدُلَّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ فِيهِ أَجْرٌ Inshallah. I want to direct you to a thing in which there is a lot of reward. Okay. I want you to look at the sentence very carefully, brother and sister. You know Adulla. Dalla yadullu. Okay. Ala amrin. What is amrin, brothers and sisters? Ism majrur. But it is indefinite. What is it? It is indefinite. Fihi ajrun. What is fihi ajrun? Circle that. Fihi ajrun. And now analyze it. What is fihi? Jar majrur. Where is muftada? Ajrun. Fihi jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Ajrun is your muftada. And this is jumla ismiya. What is this jumla ismiya doing here? Naat. Sister Hafsa, if the noun is indefinite, then the sentence comes as a naat. If the noun is definite, the sentence will come as a hal. So we are going to study these now. This concept, Brothers and sisters, this concept, we are going to study it. Slowly, slowly. Okay? I am just trying to prepare you now. We never used to think like this before. Now we are thinking in detail. So, ala amrin, what kind of a thing? Describe it. Fihi ajrun. There is a ajar in it. Okay? That is the thing. So that sentence describes the manut, which is amrin. Inshallah. Min tulabil mahdi. Okay, brother. Translation of this. Min tulabil mahdi. What is it, brothers and sisters? Some of the students, not all, some of the students of the institute, man hum bihajatin ila musa'idatin. Now you translate, brothers and sisters. Some of the students who are in need of help. Got the idea? Some of the students of the institute who are in the need of help. Fasaidu, so help. So help them. Saidu is amar. Felu amrin, mabniun ala, alfinun. Okay, where is the file? Wow. And what is hum? Mafulun bihi, mashallah. So help them. Mimma atakumullahu. What is the meaning of this? From what? Allah has given you. Okay? Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, min tullabil mahdi man hum bihajatin ila musa'idatin. From this, some of the students of the institute who are in need of help, fasa'iduhum, so help them. From what Allah has given you. Man arada, again shart, brothers and sisters. And yusa'idahum. Translation, brothers and sisters. Whosoever wants to help them, fal yattasil bi amini sundukil birri. Translation, brothers and sisters. He should contact the treasurer. What will be the translation of bi amini sundukil birri? The treasurer. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So arada, sister Maimuna, what is arada here? Felun madin mabniun ala fata. Fine? Ala fata. Okay. And fi mahalli jasmin felu shart. Okay, fine. And then fa has come. Al-fa'u waqiyatun fi jawabi shart. Okay, brothers and sisters? And then lamu amar. And then fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi lamu amar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. And bi arfjar amini isim majrur wa huwa mudaf and sunduki mudaf ilahi wa huwa mudaf and al-birri mudaf ilahi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, what will you say? Al-jumlatul fi'liyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Alhamdulillah, we finished it, brothers and sisters. I took a little long because I went into a lot of details. And inshallah, it will help us to understand the rest of the concepts with ease. We go now, brothers and sisters, to number 4. أين الأفعال الرباعية فيما يأتي. Specify the 4-letter verbs, brother and sister. وَذْكُرْ بَابَ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا. And describe the bab of every one of them. Now you must describe in what way, brother and sisters. Either you will say فَأَلَلَا. Either you will say this verb is from bab fa'alala, or you will say it is from the bab taf tafa'alala, you'll say tafa'alala, or if you'll say if alalla, or if you it is there, you will say if an lala. You will have to describe it nicely, brothers and sisters. Dakhala tiflu maktabi. Translation, brothers and sisters. The child entered my office. Wabasara. Wabasara al-kutuba wal-awraka. And he scattered the books and the papers. He disorganized everything. He made a mess of my office. Okay, brother, what is the verb of our importance? Ba'asara. What is the bab? Fa'alala. Fa'alala. Daghdaghtu tifla fadahika. What is the meaning of daghdagha? To tickle somebody. Are you with me? How the child laughs when you tickle. Daghdaghtu tifla fadahika. I tickled the child and he laughed. Brothers and sisters, what is the verb? Daghdagha. Fa'alala. Inshallah. Atani tabibu dawa'an. Ata yu'ti. Needs two mafulun bihi. Are you with me? Form four. Where is the first mafulun bihi? Ya mutakalli. What is al-tabibu? Fa'il. Where is the next mafulun bihi? Dawa'an. Okay. Li gargarati. Translation, brothers and sisters. The doctor gave me the medicine for gargling. So, what is gargarati? No, it is mastar. What is it? It is mastar. Now you describe the bab. Fa'alala. It is the mastar. Are you with me? It is the mastar. This is not fi'l mahdi. Kale ta'ala, ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulubu. Isn't by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts feel reassured, feel at peace, the hearts feel tranquility. What kind of a verb is this? It is mudariya. What is the bab? If alalla. If alalla. That is very important. Maybe you can write down on a separate sheet of paper. Okay, and if you want, you can also check Hello Tamarin and see how Dr. Saab has presented it, you know. And then, don't copy that. You make your own table and write down the verbs and you make your own explanation, you know. You write down your own results. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ. What is زُحْزِحَ? This is majhool. This is, you know, fa'alala. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, what is this now? Explain me. Zahzaha. To remove something. To remove somebody. Okay. To move somebody. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, faman. So, here, brothers and sisters, man is again shart. Zuhziha is fi'lun madin lil majhul mabniyun ala fata fi mahalli jazmin. Zuhziha is fi'lun madin lil majhul mabniyun ala fata fi mahalli jazmin fi'lu shart. Anan nar jar majrur. Wa udkhila. What is this? Wa udkhila. It is majhul. This is mautufun ala zuhziha. It is mautufun ala zuhziha. But what is this udkhila? Form 4. What is it? Majhul? What is madi? Adkhala. It is adkhala. Wa udkhila. Jannata faqad faza. See, fa has come and kad has come. And faza. What is faza? Fa'lun madin mabniun ala fatah. Are you with me, brother and sister? Fa'il, mustatir, takdiruhu, هو. Okay. So here this الجملة الفعلية في محل جزم جواب الشرط. Now let us translate, brothers and sisters. فمن زحزح عن النار. The one who is removed from the fire and أدخل الجنة. Translate, brother. He is made to enter. He doesn't enter himself, but somebody makes him enter, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me? Then he is made to enter Jannah. What happens? He has succeeded. Got the idea? So one who has been moved from the fire and who has been made to enter Jannah, truly he has succeeded. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Next one, brothers and sisters. وفي حديث قدسي قال النبي قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم يا ابن آدم او سن آدم قم في الأمر get up إليا. What is the meaning of إليا? But here you get up with the intention of walking towards me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Kum, you get up. But you have this intention when you get up that you are going to walk towards me. Ilayya. Amshi ilayka. No, you have only got up. You haven't started walking. But your intention is to walk towards Allah. As soon as you get up, the Allah walks towards you. You haven't started walking towards Allah, but Allah knows your intention, so He walks towards you. Okay? Brother, kum, you can insert a shart. What will be that shart? In takum ilayya. Then the amshi will become your jawabu shart. Here, amshi is majzum. Why it is majzum? Jawabu talab. Kum, fi'al amar. So amshi is jawabu talab. Wamshi ilayya, and walk towards me. And walk towards me. Uharvil ilayka. So what is this uharvil? Mudariya. Majzum. So what is the bab? Harwala. Fa'alala. Got the idea, one sisters? Here also you can insert a shart. Wamshi ilayya. In tamshi ilayya. If you walk towards me, I will run towards you. I'll jog towards you. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very beautiful meaning. Alhamdulillah. Rawahu al-Imamu Ahmad. It is mentioned in the book of Imam Ahmad. And Abi Abdullahi Sunabihi and Nabi Kala. This is the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَنْ تَمَدْمَدَ وَاسْتَنْثَرَ خَرَجَتْ خَتَيَاهُ مِنْ أَنْفِهِ وَفَمِهِ. تَمَدْمَدَ. What is the meaning of تَمَدْمَدَ, brother? To rinse your mouth. This is the time of when you are doing your wudu. اِسْتَنْثَرَ means you sniff water. Istansara means to sniff the water. Kharajat khatayahu. His mistakes go away from his mouth and from his nose. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Again, this is Rawahu al-Imamu Ahmad. Another hadith, brothers and sisters. An Ibn Umara an Nabi Kala. Inna Allaha yakbulu tawbat al-abdi. Translation, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of the slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of the slave. Ma lam yugharghir. Ghar-ghara. Brother, what is the meaning of ghar-ghara? You start gargling. But what is the meaning here? Brother, here it means, write down this, brothers and sisters. When the soul of a person comes to his mouth, brother, it's about to go away. And then you hear a person making a sound. Okay? Now that is the time the soul is leaving the body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of the abd, his slave, until the time he hasn't done the death rattle. The translation, does it make sense, brothers and sisters? You must have heard of this, or you must have witnessed sometimes this. I'll do the last one, and the next one I will do tomorrow, inshallah. I'll only do one more. La ba'asa. La nafiyatu lil jins. La ba'asa. La nafiyatu lil jins. La ba'asa bil madmati. What is this madmati? Mastar. Okay? Madmada. But what is the meaning of madmada? You know, to rinse your mouth. Yes, to rinse your mouth. Kuli karna. Okay? But tabarrudi. What is tabarrudi? Tabarrada. What is the meaning of tabarrada? To pour cold water on the body. La basa. There is no problem. Are you with me? It does not matter if the person who is fasting, if he rinses his mouth with water or takes a shower with cold water. There is no problem. His fast is still intact. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the meaning of it. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We are moving forward, a little slow today, but I had so many things to explain to you. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll finish this lesson and we'll move to the next lesson, which is very easy. The next lesson is Halwa Puri, waiting for you. Okay. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zuriyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.